Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Wilson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Wilson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball four. Keene moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene scores. Torgerson moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Torgerson. The throw to Wilson covering the plate. The slide. Torgerson is out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fox. House moves to third. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Larry. Aparicio moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Jim Wilson. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Keegan now pitching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. one out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatfield for the out. One out. Dave Philly pinch hits for Bob Keegan. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene strikes out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone strikes out. 1 out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. House hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 3 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Rivera moves to third. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Tigers. Ron Northey pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.